Listen Up Audiobooks presents Victoria's War, written by Catherine A. Hamilton, narrated by Emily Baer. Note from the author. Victoria Darski and the cast of characters in this story are entirely fictional, but they were inspired by real people and actual events. The Polish town of Łagodnie is also fictional, a composite of the towns and cities in southeastern Poland within the non-fictional county of Rzeszów. Several historical figures and organizations are named and are not fictitious, in particular real-life Nazi officials. Fritz Sauckel, plenipotentiary general for slave labor recruitment. Fritz Todt, director of the Todt organization. Albert Speer, replacement director of the Todt organization, Hans Frank, governor of the general government, and Hermann Göring, chief of the four-year plan directing German labor from occupied territories. These men were responsible for executing Hitler's slave labor campaign. Each man implemented a unique component of the brutal forced labor system, a network that allocated enslaved workers to swaths of German companies, chemical and munitions factories, government and military facilities, private farms, and privately owned businesses. The largest and most secretive wartime slave operation in modern history, an operation that today would be called human trafficking, kidnapped 1.7 million Polish Catholics. More than 500,000 of them were women. The Hadamar Psychiatric Institute, the Plötzensee prison, and the Moabit prison, as well as the type of crimes committed in those facilities during the Nazi occupation of Europe, are also based on actual events. While the factories and institutional names herein may be actual, the specific locations of businesses, camps, and other buildings, and the particular timing of events are fictionalized. Beyond that, names, characters, places, incidents, and dialogues are a product of my imagination or are used fictitiously, and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. This is not a historical work and has no intention of being one. This is a tribute to those Polish women who died under the Nazi slave labor program and to those women who suffered the humiliation of slavery but survived to tell the story. And in respectful memory of 70,283 psychiatric patients who lost their lives at Hadamar by the end of the Second World War. Historical resources are provided in the bibliography. The reaping women had begun their song, as mournful as a rainy day and long, that in the dampening mist more sadly died, the sickle swished and all the meadow sighed. Behind, a line of mowers moved along, cutting the aftermath with endless song, a whistling song, and at each verse's close, they stopped to wet their scythes with the rhythmic blows. The mist hides all, and all the sounds conspire, song, scythe, and sickle in a hidden choir. Adam Mickiewicz, Pan Tadeusz. Chapter 1. Łagodnie, Poland, September 1st, 1939. Radio changed Victoria Darski's world. It brought swing jazz and blues into her living room. And on the 1st of September, when she sat on the high-backed sofa and reached for the brass knob on the cabinet radio, it brought news of war. "This is a special announcement," the commentator said. "German tanks crossed the Polish border in a devastating pre-dawn attack that Hitler launched against Poland." Victoria sat upright. Her hands trembled as she ducked to the bottom of her black leather handbag and pulled out rosary beads, a cotton handkerchief, and her train ticket. "Departure, September 1st, 1939, 11 o'clock," the stamp on the ticket read.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?